His face changed in appearance. Wouldn't you have given anything to be up on the top of that mountain in today's gospel? You can't help but think that the words don't do justice to what really happened up on that mountain. You know, it's one thing that his clothes became dazzling white. But what does it mean that his face changed in appearance? Well, I hope you're not waiting for me to give the answer, because I don't know. I don't know what it means. But what we do know is that for a brief instant, it was clear that the face of Jesus was the face of God. You know, I guess every gospel has to start and end somewhere. But we didn't get the benefit of hearing the verse right before today's gospel. In Luke chapter 9, verse 27, right before the story of the transfiguration, Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, there are some of you standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God." Now, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, perhaps the greatest scholar we've had as a pope recently, claims that the placement of that verse right before the story of the Transfiguration indicates that it is, in fact, part of the story, and that Peter, James, and John are the ones who are seeing the kingdom of God just by looking at the face of Jesus. So this morning, let's just focus on this right here, the face. And ask ourselves two questions. What do I see when I look at someone else? And what do they see when they look at me? You know, just this last Tuesday, I was at an event where I answered a question. And later on, someone said to me, "Well, you're a lot smarter than you look." I'm still trying to figure out if that's a compliment or not. How quickly do I make a judgment about someone just from what I see when I look at their face? Do I presume that someone is unsophisticated or undocumented or uneducated because of their wrinkles, or the color of their skin, or the condition of their teeth, or whatever? You know, many of us here at the cathedral are reading together the book Rediscover Jesus this Lent. And I hope you're not just reading it, but praying for everyone else who is reading the exact same pages as you. If you haven't started yet, it's not too late. And I know that people are at different places in the book, so I don't want to spoil your reading. But this week, our author reminds us that I see the face of Jesus when I see the face of a child. And I see the face of Jesus when I see someone who is poor or sick. Maybe I don't need to be at the Transfiguration after all to see the face of God. What do I see when I look at someone else's face? But the second question is, what do they see? Does Jesus radiate from me up here? On Mount Tabor, his face changed in appearance, and they saw him differently. So how can I reflect the face of Jesus in my face? Well, just thinking about the face, two areas come to mind right away. My eyes and my mouth. First, if I want this to be the face of Jesus, I have to practice custody of my eyes, which is also a chapter in our book this week. And I have to start by taking every precaution to not see things that are impure, to root out every source of pornography on my phone, on my TV, wherever it is. And then make sure that what I do see, particularly members of the opposite sex, that I see them with eyes of purity, with eyes of dignity. And second, if I want this to be the face of Jesus, then my mouth needs to be a source of blessing. For some, that means that this Lent needs to be a time where less profanity comes out of my mouth. For others, a time where less gossip comes out of my mouth. It's different for each one of us. But it's constant that people will more likely see Jesus here if the love of Jesus comes from here. Well, I still don't know what it means that Jesus' face changed in appearance. I doubt that the apostles coming down to the mountain said, "Well, Jesus, you're a lot holier than you look." But I'm sure they knew that when they saw him, that they were seeing God. Believe it or not, in a moment, we will see Jesus here at this altar, face to face, with the hope that when you leave here, you can both see that face and be that face with other people.